Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Taylor Reed here, coming at you live with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something that feels like a universal struggle. Staying present in the moment. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck in the past or worrying about the future? Like your mind is bouncing around on a mental trampoline, never quite landing. You know that feeling when your day's just whizzing by and suddenly it's 6 p.m. and you're wondering where all the time went? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? There's a powerful antidote to this constant state of mental ping-ponging, and it's called mindfulness. It's about actively choosing to focus on the present moment, savoring the little things, and letting go of those pesky anxieties that drag us down. Think of it like this. The past is history, we can learn from it, but we can't change it. The future is a mystery, an exciting one, sure, but we don't control it yet. So, why not put all our energy into making the most of right now? This very second. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that present moment magic. First up, practice mindful awareness. Become a detective of your thoughts and feelings. Notice them without judgment, like clouds drifting across the sky. Just observe them and let them pass. When you catch yourself spiraling into worry about tomorrow or dwelling on yesterday, gently bring your attention back to the present. Maybe take a few deep breaths, feel your feet grounded on the earth, listen to the sounds around you. You're training your mind to be more anchored in the here and now. Second, engage your senses. Think of it like this. Life is full of these incredible sensory experiences: the warmth of sunshine on your skin, the scent of freshly baked bread, the taste of that first sip of coffee in the morning. Really immerse yourself in those sensations. When you eat, savor every bite. When you listen to music, close your eyes and let the melodies wash over you. By engaging your senses, you're pulling yourself back into the present moment. Third, appreciate the little things. We get so caught up in chasing big goals and milestones that we often forget to appreciate the simple joys: a good laugh with a friend, a beautiful sunset, a cozy night in. Take a moment each day to acknowledge these small blessings. You might be surprised at how much happiness they bring. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Remember, mindfulness is a practice, not a destination. There will be days when your mind feels like it's running wild. That's okay. Just gently guide it back to the present moment. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress, no matter how small. And finally, make time for stillness. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to feel constantly bombarded by information and demands. Schedule some time each day for quiet reflection, a few minutes of meditation, a walk in nature, or simply sitting in silence with your thoughts. This will give you space to recharge, connect with yourself, and cultivate that sense of inner peace. Picture this. You're walking down the street, and suddenly you notice the vibrant colors of the flowers lining the sidewalk. You take a deep breath, inhaling the fresh air and feeling the warmth of the sun on your face. A smile spreads across your lips as you appreciate the simple beauty of the moment. That's the power of living in the present. It's about opening yourself up to the richness of each experience, no matter how small. It's about finding joy in everyday moments and letting go of the anxieties that steal our happiness. So, my friends, let's make a pact to be more present, to savor the now, and to cultivate a deeper sense of peace within ourselves. Remember, life is happening right here, right now. Let's not miss a single beautiful moment. Go ahead and share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to stay grounded in the present. And let me know your thoughts. What's one small step you can take today to live more mindfully? Catch you in the next episode, where we'll be exploring another stoic gem to help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.